Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal is here.
Good morning, Steve.
Sonia is the Business Journal's social engagement manager. Fridays are when we check in with the Business Journal to talk about the region's business news. And El Dorado Hills Retail Center was in the news this week, but probably not for reasons a lot of people might expect.
The center we're talking about here is La Borgata at Serrano, which is on Park Drive. And good news, if you're in the market for some property, this is a retail and office center that will be put up for an online auction soon. And bids start around $4 million for that.
Well, yeah, El Dorado Hills is a pretty affluent area. How did this center end up being owned by a bank?
Some people have speculated that its geography has hurt it a bit. It's not near the freeway like the El Dorado Hills Town Center, which is a center in the same area that's done fairly well. The lack of visibility might be hurting La Borgata a bit.
Well, is there any hope for La Borgata's future?
There is some hope. Right now, the center is about 64% occupied, which is an improvement. It does have two popular restaurants in the center. We're talking about Sienna and Sky Sushi, and there are new arrivals on the way. A little while back, I wrote about Flights, which is a beer and wine venue that is a new locally owned business that plans to open in the center in upcoming months.
It looks like we'll soon be able to drink alcohol at a Sacramento area Barnes & Noble store.
Yes, try to contain your excitement about that one. A little while back, I wrote about application to serve beer and wine at a new Barnes & Noble store in Folsom's Palladio at Broadstone. The retailer recently confirmed that location and gave some more details, suggesting that we're not just talking about a standard beer and wine coffee cafe here. They are dabbling in the restaurant world and plan to open a full-fledged restaurant in the Palladio location. This makes sense because obviously with the trend toward online shopping, these brick and mortar retailers are focusing more on experience-oriented concepts, and the restaurant idea along with beer and wine will get people in the door and then ideally lead them to buy products that they might otherwise purchase online.
Will there still be any room left for books in the store?
You know, we're not sure about that. I assume that books will have some presence because that's what you think of when you hear Barnes & Noble. And frankly, lots of consumers on social media are excited about the idea of having a bookstore in the area. But again, it does go back to experience-oriented shopping. And so we'll likely see some offerings on that end. Some people have speculated this might even be a venue for Barnes & Noble to show off some of its technology-oriented offerings.
Sacramento Regional Transit bus and light rail fares are going up today, and there's another reason RT is in the news. Turton Commercial Real Estate announced plans to market 17 regional transit properties. Are these sites only in Sacramento?
They are across the region, including sites ranging from Midtown Sacramento all the way to Rancho Cordova, and they range in size and going all the way up to 40 acres. These properties are mainly pieces that are left over from RT projects and light rail extensions.
So there's this annual contest that the Downtown Sacramento Partnership holds every year for new businesses, the Calling All Dreamers Retail Business Plan Competition. This year's winner was announced this week. Who won?
The winning idea was Oblivion Comics and Coffee. This business is going to combine comics, coffee, and artisanal toast, if you can believe that. Now, the prize package includes a variety of elements, most notably up to 6 months of free rent in a downtown Sacramento storefront. The two entrepreneurs behind the idea haven't announced a location for the business, but we can expect to see more details announced in upcoming months, ideally.
Okay, well, I got to ask you, what exactly is artisanal toast?
We've seen this already become popular in larger cities such as San Francisco and even New York. And the definition does vary based on the business and the cities and everything. But I think in general, we can consider artisanal toast as high quality bread with premium spreads on top of it. This might be the beginning of a big toast movement in Sacramento. So start saving your money for that gourmet toast.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.